grab a front row seat to the Untold Stories as we talk about how to live life on your terms. You're officially part of the inner circle. Welcome to Courtside with Courtney. And don't worry, I comped your ticket. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Courtside with Courtney. I think this is going to be one of the most listened to episodes that we have ever done because I want you guys to have a little evolution throughout this episode. I want you to start the episode listening and in the episode learning something that you didn't know before the episode started. Basically, I want to do tangible takeaways for you. I want this to provide a lot of value for you. And I want you to really get something from this that you can apply into your own life and hopefully make magic happen for you. I want to talk all about manifesting things that start in your head and in your heart, and you have this like ideation of something, and then how to get that to a point of creation and bring your reality from, or your dreams from inside your head into a reality. Because I am living proof that that is possible and you can do it too. And I want to say, because this episode is going to be a lot of you can do it, and I want to give you like really, like I said, tangible tips. But you know, I also have a very straightforward side to me. And so I also want to say, like, I think the biggest difference, and this is going to be harsh, but I'm just going to say how it is. I think the biggest difference in someone that can touch something and turn it to gold, can have an idea in their head and create it into reality and put good into the world or a product that they're excited about or whatever that may be, like a new job, a relationship, whatever it is, you can have whatever you want. But the difference is your mindset. And I will get into that as well. But the difference in someone that will stay where they are and accomplish nothing and someone who can accomplish anything with no ceiling is your mindset. The difference is the way that you view the world. It's so important. I can't put enough emphasis on that for you guys. How you speak to yourself, how you speak to other people, how you operate in the world, your self-talk, your inner monologue, that is going to impact you so much more than you know and who you surround yourself with. So I will get to that and like the meat of this episode. But I want to start by just saying that you can get everything that you want. You really can. As cheesy as that sounds, you are so much more powerful than you know that you are. And the first thing that you need to do to get that is to believe it. Have you guys seen, my dad and I used to watch all the time, the Christmas movie where there's a bell, Polar Express. I got it. Okay. In the Polar Express, the kids can hear the bell and they believe in Santa. And the adults, most of them cannot, because life happens and it jades you, and they can't hear the bell, and so they can't get on the train. They can't go to the North Pole. They can't meet Santa, and they can't believe, essentially, right? And while obviously this is all rooted in story, it's also a really great metaphor for believing in yourself and believing that you really genuinely can achieve whatever. It does take a level of self-belief and faith. And I think that you have to have that faith. For some people, that may look like faith in God and a higher power, faith in the universe, faith in yourself. Whatever that faith looks like to you, I think you have to have faith to be able to accomplish things. And you really have to believe. You have to believe that you can make magic happen. If you want to hear the bell, you have to believe. And so I want to put that out there. I think sometimes it's all about getting out of your own way. What separates successful people from people who will never accomplish anything is the mindset. If you think you're never going to accomplish anything and woe is me and poor me, and let me like state, obviously different people have different privileges. I know that. And you can have all the privilege in the world and still accomplish nothing. And you can also have none of the privilege and accomplish everything. So of course there's a sliding scale of how hard that's going to be, how hard you'll have to work, situations you'll end up in. And I'm not discounting any of that. I just want to talk about you, yourself, your mental dialogue, who you surround yourself with, and how you can really get everything that you want. Let's get specific. I want to take it a step further because I feel like you always hear this like, la-di-da, hoopla, fairy dust, manifest things. And you can have like, we get it, but okay, like how do I do that? Like, how do I put this into practice? Get specific. Manifesting takes well-rounded, multitude of things. I like to write things down. I like to say things and speak them into existence, talk about them with people I care about and do things. It takes, I think, writing them, thinking about them, doing them, all the different steps in one to really make something happen. You can't just think it. You can't just write it and you can't just do it. You really have to have this well-rounded version of I'm creating something. So think about it as like this energy that you're putting out there. And in order to create that, you need to, it's like a little recipe. You need to do all these different things. Those are some of the things I like to do, but I'm going to get really specific with you guys and tell you exactly what I like to do. So ever since I was little, I had an inner knowing that I was going to do something cool. Like I just knew I didn't want to be mediocre and I knew I wouldn't be. And that might sound cocky, but it's just true. Like that's how I felt. I had like this inner purpose. Okay. And I think that that comes from all the right places because it comes from a place of wanting to create and put things out there and help people from the deepest sense. Help, in this case, help people feel beautiful and escape and have this little self moment, this confidence, get ready, feel like the best version of themselves. So however that looks to you, find the right reason, find the motivator, and then do things like journal. It's really important to have a journal. I think the aesthetics of it matter. Call me crazy. I love to go to like Paper Source or Barnes and Noble and find like a really beautiful notebook. Pretty pens. Maybe they're gel pens. Maybe they're those like really specific lay pen ones I get from Amazon, the black ones. Maybe they're sparkly, whatever you want. Find something that makes you happy, brings you a little bit of joy, and you're excited to open and write down what you want. Get so specific. I have times when I physically journal and write. I have times when I write in the notes app of my phone. The notes app of my phone is like my inner thoughts. It's like, that is where I dump everything. If I'm having anxiety, if I'm struggling with something, if I have an idea that I want to make content surrounding, if I want to remember to do something, if I want to manifest something, like I put so much, I like really use the notes app on my phone and I put so much stuff in there. So whether you're like not at home and you really want to manifest something, open up the notes app, write it in there. It gets super specific that way. But let's take a relationship or a career, a business as an opportunity. I don't want you to make a list. I used to do this and I'm going to tell you guys what made the biggest difference is not the list. You take it a step further and you really write it out. You say, you don't say, I want to, a brand that I'll give you guys the example of Dibs and Ulta and that. Okay. I'm going to say, I want a brand. I want to create products. I want people to love them. I want to be in retail one day. No, you got to really like get into it. Think about it almost as like method acting. It's Dibs and Ulta. It's flying off the shelves. Everyone loves it. The products make people's day better and their makeup routine more exciting. And it adds this joy to vive and everything's good. Like people love it and they're coming back for more. Like really get into it. That's going to make you want your words and your sentiments to jump off the page. Take a relationship, for example. It's no longer going to be this sort of dry list of has a job they like, is attractive, emotionally intelligent, funny. No. It's I meet the person I'm spending my life with. They're amazing. They like, right? Like it's really getting into it, getting nitty gritty, get granular with it. So really speak into existence, write into existence what you want and be so specific. Be so specific. They live in Austin and they love going on the water. They have blue eyes. I don't care. Like get really specific with whatever it is. And it makes all the difference in the world. Do it in places where you're comfortable, where you're putting that energy out there. Maybe you're the most comfortable when you're like in a bath and you're soaking your magnesium salt. Maybe you like to go into the pool and get some sun. Maybe you want to be on your couch with a little candle lit. Maybe whatever. Okay. Like write your thoughts down, get them on paper, be so specific, so granular, and don't be afraid to ask for things. I think I realized the minute that I released like this fear of asking for what I wanted, the minute everything started happening, right? Like get the fear out of the way because that's like one of the things that can really hold you down. Fear and self-talk, negative self-talk are your worst enemy. So aside from writing things down, I like things to be extremely visual. I like to make a mood board for things. I like physical mood boards, and I like a mood board that Audrey actually helps me make these like phone backgrounds in my Canva. I'll send her a bunch of words I want to manifest and pictures of things I like and like color schemes and things that are inspiring me. And I'll make it as a background on my phone. If you're watching this on YouTube, I will, hold on, hold this up. Hopefully you guys can see it. Hopefully you guys can see this. So this one is mine right now. And I spend every couple of months, I have something new, but I have very specific things that I want to manifest. Now, some of these things are really abstract. Okay. It could be like a picture of the Empire State Building. And it really is to signify, I want to build an empire, right? Like it doesn't need to be so literal, but it also can be. I have glitter on here right now, for example, that signifies like magic, like really making magic happen. So you can get as literal or not as you want to. I really believe that it's all about how your brain works and doing what's going to like resonate with you. What works for me might not work for you. So know yourself well enough to know that. But whether you are doing a physical mood board or a mood board like in Canva or something like that, where that's where we make them, a mood board in Canva, something along those lines, you want to make sure that it's someplace you can see it. This makes the biggest difference, consciously and subconsciously. I had this mood board of things I'd cut out from magazines and I put it in my office and I saw it every day. I had it there for like 2 years. I realized all of a sudden, I looked up one day, I had manifested every single thing on the mood board, every single thing. It was so granular and specific, and it wasn't even some things that I had set like with the intention to manifest. It was like I made the mood board and then I just looked at it every day and it almost like incepted my subconscious or something. There were certain things on there that I was consciously, actively trying to manifest. And then there were certain things where I just saw it every single day. And then all of a sudden it happened. And I really think that if you take the time to be really mindful and think about like, okay, what words right now are really resonating with me? Like I have my angel numbers on there right now. It's like, what words are resonating with me? What things are resonating with me? What colors, what goals do I have? What energy do I want? And you create something, whether physical or on your phone background, your computer background, whatever it is, put it someplace you look all the time. Put it someplace you'll be. Maybe it's on your bathroom mirror so that when you're getting ready, it's in there. Maybe it's like in the kitchen. Maybe it's in your office. Maybe it's on your phone. Get so specific and then look at it every day. And when you look at it every day, you're also sending yourself and God, universe, these like very sort of like subconscious, nonchalant, like signals and thoughts, and you're slowly or quickly manifesting all the things that you want. So not only write these things down and be really specific and really granular, but give yourself a visual for these things as well. And I was talking to Allie before the episode too, and she was saying that when she was starting this podcast studio, that she would like Photoshop things together to create like her vision for something specific. So say you see yourself on stage winning a Grammy, you're like Photoshopping yourself on stage winning a Grammy, like really get specific so that your brain sees something and the energy of the world is like what you're being put out is, oh, this is possible. What you have to realize is that there is no ceiling. That's why I have my cloud tattoo. Head in the clouds, there's no ceiling. You can do anything that you want to do, but you have to remove the ceiling. That's also why I think that it's so cool to see other people doing cool things and other people succeeding. Because again, the difference in someone who's successful and someone who's always going to be a loser is the fact that you see someone else doing great things and you think, damn, that's amazing. And I can do something too. The minute that you look at someone else with envy and jealousy and hate, and you think like, ugh, I can't, of course they're doing that, but I can, blah, 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 right? Like, you're saying you're not worthy of that. You're saying you can't do that. You're saying that's not possible for you. In no way, let me clarify, am I saying that go and do what someone else is doing? But what I'm saying is use other people as inspiration to shatter your own ceiling. Use other people as inspiration to, and signs and arrows that say, if someone else is doing something this great, I can too. That means this is also possible for me. And when you start viewing life like that, those things become possible for you. But when you look at everything else someone has and you hate them and you're jealous of them and you're envious of them, you will never have that. You'll never have anything close to that. So if you want to stay in your shitty job and your shitty relationship and your shitty friendships and your shitty house, then keep thinking like that because you'll stay right there. But if you want to have a life that you dream of, start realizing that you can. You deserve it. You have to put the work in too. That's the other point. So you can do all the journaling in the world and all the manifesting and create all the phone backgrounds and beautiful imagery. And if you sit your ass on your couch every day and you do nothing, that's also what you're going to get. So you have to put your money where your mouth is, essentially. And you have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to grow. And you have to be willing to persevere. You have to be willing to continue. The amount of times I've said this before, I worked for 3 years with influencing and content creation as a side hustle, and I made it $0. $0 for 3 years because I loved it and I wasn't going to give up. And I'm glad I didn't. And that should tell you that if you genuinely believe you're like meant to be doing something and you love it and you're passionate about it, don't give up, persevere, learn the lessons. Like, don't be stubborn, take your ego out of it. If something isn't working, it's not working. Maybe that's not the direction that you need to go. Pick up the advice and learn the lessons along the way. Like, you have to also, I think, to be really successful, put that ego to a degree, ego as far as like being scared to fail and being stubborn and holding on to something that maybe isn't right. I'll give you guys an example of this for me. I spent a vast majority of my life sort of split between this idea of beauty and makeup and teaching and showing and creation and the love of like creation and ideation and makeup and all this. And then music and songwriting. And again, it's all similar. It's the love of like helping people, the love of creation, the love of writing and getting something from your brain out into the world. So they're really not very dissimilar in many ways, right? They are quite similar, but at the same time, the career paths look completely different. What that looks like is completely different. I had to get really honest with myself at a certain point about music and say, I love this and I'm even good at it, but is this how I want to spend the rest of my life? And if my ego was involved, I would have thought and said, yeah, I told people I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it until I run myself into the ground. When the reality was that wasn't what I wanted to do anymore. This was. And the minute that I started doing this, the minute that everything got into flow for me, and the minute that it's like, could exhale, like I work my ass off. I'm constantly stressed out. It's not a fucking easy road, but at the same time, I am in complete alignment with what I am meant to be doing. And I feel that. And I like get chills just thinking about that. And I wasn't at that time. And if I had had an ego and if I had had this like stubborn, I have to stick with what I said I was going to stick with, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I would say, learn along the way, reserve the right to change your mind. That's okay too. And if something isn't working, evolve. Self-talk is everything. Self-talk is so important. The amount of people that I know that continually, essentially like verbally abuse themselves in their own minds is criminal. Like the amount of you listening today that wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you say, I'm not good enough and I can't do this and I'm ugly and I'm fat and I'm old and I'm like, this narrative that you're creating in your head is just a narrative that you're creating in your head. And the reality is if you want to change that narrative, you can. And it starts with affirming yourself and creating this deep sense of confidence. I have other episodes about confidence you guys can go and listen to. But one of the things and one of the ways that I created a deep-seated confidence was, well, you know, being bullied in middle school helps for sure create some character and good sense of humor. But proving to myself that I have my back, proving to myself that whatever happens or doesn't happen, whatever successes or failures I have, that I will get back on the horse every time. And maybe I'm going to be a little bruised and battered, and maybe I don't want to. Maybe I'm going to be a little tired, but I'm getting on the horse. And eventually I'm going to learn to walk the horse and ride the horse. And then I'm going to learn to gallop on the horse. And then I'm going to learn to jump. And the more you have self-belief and faith because you've shown up for yourself, the more confident that you will be. It will not be because your body's perfect. It will not be because your face is perfect, your skin is, your hair is, your life is, because no one's is. And I promise you that. Whatever you see on the internet, just know that it is what people want you to see for the most part. Even the realest people have things they don't show and really hard moments and days and insecurities. And no one is perfect. And if that's what you're striving for, if you're striving for visual outer perfection in order to feel good about yourself and have self-talk, it's not going to work. Because when you get there, when you get to the top of that mountain, there's going to be another one. It's going to be, oh, well, now I fit in a size 4, but what if I could fit in a size 2? You're never going to be good enough if that's how you're deriving your value. I'm not telling you don't care about how you look. Like, dress for the job you want. Like, for sure. I care about how I look. I want to present myself in a certain way. But if that is where I derived the majority of my confidence, I'd be fucked. Because there's always going to be, my mom used to always say, shout out Liz, there's always going to be someone more beautiful than you, smarter than you, more successful than you, more talented than you. And there's always going to be someone that you're that person for. There's always going to be someone that you're more beautiful than, more talented than, more successful than, more whatever. Okay. There will always be people on either side of that measuring stick for you. You cannot compare yourself to other people, and you cannot derive your value from the way you look. Especially can't derive your value from the way other people perceive you and other people's opinions. Other people's opinions are none of my business. Couldn't give a fuck, because it doesn't actually dictate who I am, what I accomplish, how I spend my time, the way that I love, the way that I learn. It doesn't accomplish any of that. It just is a thought that they have because they don't like themselves. And that's just simply not my problem. So the minute that you learn to have this deep-seated inner confidence, you know that when you manifest something and when you speak something into existence, you're going to make it happen because you have your back and you've made things happen consistently. And this can start by keeping little promises to yourself. Like, I'm going to go on a 15-minute walk 5 days a week. Go on the 15-minute walk 5 days a week. Keep the promise to yourself. Show up for yourself, because you're slowly training your brain to say, I do what I say I'm going to do. And then of course you can amp it up and it can turn into, I do what I say I'm going to do and I do it well. I do what I say I'm going to do and I'm going to do it the best that anyone does it. And when you have that inner monologue and that inner dialogue that, like, I can win, doesn't mean you won't have hard days. It doesn't mean you don't have moments where, like, you spiral every now and then, or you think, like, I'm not good enough. Like, everybody has moments. But for the most part, you should speak to yourself like you would speak to the person that you love most in this world. Because that person should be you. And if you don't genuinely love yourself, you can't manifest greatness. You can't do great things. You can't be a good friend. You can't be a good mom. You can't be a good daughter. You can't be good at your job. If you don't love yourself, you are underselling yourself and your potential in the most vast way. You have to start by understanding who you are, not because of who you are to the world or what you have, but because of who you are on the inside. The minute that you start to realize who you are on the inside, you could not have two pennies to rub together, and you can be so impactful to people. The world's version of success does not have to define your version of success. But when you have that self-belief, you really can start to manifest whatever it is that you want. And it really does start there. If you don't believe it, how is anyone else going to? So the truth is that I knew I was going to do cool shit. And then I did. I used to sit in fifth grade and I took a piece of paper, because this is before, like, I mean, we had like those OG, like, digital, you know, old school, like, cameras that we would carry around that now, you know, are back, of course. But I would sit, and this is before, like, you would just take casual pictures all the time of everybody. It was like, if you wanted to get someone's autograph, you're getting an autograph. I used to practice my signature in fifth grade in the class. I was like, oh, somebody's going to need this one day. I would also say, when it comes to changing your mind on a career path, look at the people at the top of your field. I looked at the people who are the best of the best at music, for example. And I thought, is this a life I want? And I realized, you know what? No, it's not a life I want. I don't want to be Taylor Swift, because while if that's what she wants, that's obviously incredible for her. She's achieved an unimaginable amount of success. And again, there's that ceiling, like if she can do it, you can too. But ask yourself if that's what you want, because I look at her life and I say, I think it's amazing the platform that I've created and that you guys come out to me in public. It's obviously such a like minor itty fraction of that, but I don't want that. Like it's so fun for me where it is. It's so enjoyable and I love it. But I want to be able to go to the grocery store. She can't do normal things. And I realized that that wasn't what I personally wanted. And that's just for me personally, but look at the people at the top of your field and ask yourself, do I want to be on a tour bus 200 days a year? Do I want to not be able to go to the grocery store? Not really. I don't personally, but then maybe you look, say you want to be in private equity. You look at the people at the top of your field and wow, they're traveling and they get to invest in cool companies and, you know, be on the board of places and learn new things. That okay, cool. Is that a life I want? Yeah. That could be cool for me. So look at the top of the field that you're interested in or that you want to manifest and ask yourself if that at the highest and top potential, if you got to the top of the mountain for the destination that you're in, is that a place you want to live? And if it's not, it might not be a career for you. I would say besides self-talk and that inner monologue, the other thing that I really want to touch on is surrounding yourself with the right people. You will not believe the weight and the anchor that the wrong people can have on your life, your circumstances, and the outcome. I'm getting chills again. That's how I know this is a powerful episode, but the people that you surround yourself will have the most drastic and real, tangible weight on the outcome or not of your life. If you are surrounding yourself with people who are jealous and envious or miserable in their own life and have the inability to support you and maybe even wish poorly on you, you will never get to where you want to go. You have to trim the fat. You have to be willing to trim the fat, walk away from things that aren't serving you, whether that's friendships or jobs. You have to be willing to trim the fat to really get where you want to go. You have to be okay with distancing yourself. It doesn't need to be dramatic, but distancing yourself from people that you can feel don't genuinely want the best for you. Surround yourself with people who are amazing, who inspire you, who you can inspire. When you surround yourself with the right people, they will almost help you manifest your dreams. They will encourage and support you. They will help you get to where you're going. But think about yourself as being in a boat or like a life raft, okay? Fill that with people who are helping you paddle. And then when it's their turn, you're helping them paddle. If they're cutting holes in the bottom of the boat, you're going to sink. And that's just the reality. You cannot surround yourself with people who are internally, externally sabotaging you, stabbing holes in the bottom of your boat. You will sink. So think about that when you're creating a life and this like energy field that you want to be in, because the people that you surround yourself with matter. It has been through working my ass off, putting things out there, failing, trying again, getting back on the horse, writing things down, being specific, creating visuals for myself, surrounding myself with good people, whether that's the team of people I work at with Dibs or my family or my best friends, like surround yourself with the right people, do all these things, have that positive self-talk. And I promise you're going to see a massive improvement in your life. Also, big shout out to Dibs. We're officially in Ulta. I think by the time you guys get this episode, it'll be like week 2 in Ulta. So you can go on our site, dibsbeauty.com, and check out which Ultas we're located in. About half the Ultas, we're in every state in the country. It's 592 to be specific. So go into your Ulta, tag me, grab something. I wouldn't be here without you guys. And I guess that's one point that I need to make as well, is have a deep sense of gratitude along the way, because it will serve you well. I love you guys and I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.